Hey everybody, welcome to Pokemon World Tour. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
And today we're doing, this is a special little bonus. That's why it came out on whatever day this is, I don't know.
But the schedule's all screwed up anyway.
Yeah, right so, now, so. it'll be a day. Whenever you're hearing this, what we're here to talk about today is we are starting a new sub podcast where we're going to be playing the Pokemon RPG. And to help us, we have our good buddy Alan.
Hi guys.
This is Alan. He is he was a fan, and he reached out to us to GM it. And thank God, because we were not prepared to do this ourselves. So Alan, what can our listeners expect from the Pokemon RPG?
Well, I kind of am heavily inspired by the anime. Please don't roll your eyes too heavily there. But what I mean by that is just more of the story movement, the development of the world. Jake and I had talked a little bit about how the manga, the world feels fuller. It feels bigger. Pallet Town is more than two houses. And so that's kind of
the lab
and the lab. Okay. I'm sorry. So I am trying to go for a little bit of a bigger feel. Rocket will be a thing. Also mixing it up a little bit, introducing some new things, to kind of keep you guys on your toes and
very excited.
We'll see how it goes.
I think it's going to be a good time. So I guess we should talk about our characters. Do you want to reveal our characters?
Drum roll.
Okay. You go first.
I'll go first.
Because mine's better.
My character is me.
Okay. And you say it's you.
It's not just me. It's a lot of aspects of me because I'm kind of new to role-playing, so I wanted it to be a little easy. But also, if I was just like real... I don't want to say dumb, but if I was just real dumb...
dumb in the Grace Helbig way of saying it.
Dumb in the just like... really not situationally aware of anything.
Right.
I think we described you as the lovable goofball. So
yes.
Goofus. It was Goofus.
A Goofus. Goofus. Yes. So what? Who's your starter?
Starting with Cyndaquil, obviously.
What a shock.
I know everybody's super shocked about that.
Que sorpresa.
What have you named?
Oh, my Cyndaquil's name is Treble. Because I'm going to go with like a music theme.
Someone's in Treble. From Pitch Perfect? From the movie Pitch Perfect.
It's
from the movie Pitch Perfect.
I got you. I felt you.
Classic pun. That's what Donald says right after that. Anyway, it's the best movie. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, so you're going to go with the music theme for naming.
Yeah.
I have no theme. I'm just going to kind of throw stuff to the wall.
Until that runs out.
There are
musical terms you can dig from.
But like how many of them make good names?
A lot.
I'm not going to name anything G-Clef or Staff or Rest.
Well, Staff could be a good one.
I'm not naming a Pokemon.
Look,
staff.
you got like
that's
weird
a
ones.
Weapon.
It's also a musical thing.
Maybe if I
be
get a Cubone, I'll name it Staff.
Uh-huh.
And you got like weird terms like Fortissimo, which means very loud.
Legato, smoothly.
See, look at this. Just Google list of music terms, and you have like infinity names. Probably not as many as there are Pokemon, because there's so many Pokemon.
721.
All right, so I guess
and
we'll
more
talk
come
about
722, because Magearna is a thing.
Yep.
Magearna.
And more coming Christmas, so.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, no, we're not to say that for the next. That's like new stuff. We'll talk about that in the next proper episode. All right, so my character, anything else you want to say about, and like, what are you good at? Starting out, what are you good at?
I'm good at accidental survival.
Which I like. I think that's pretty fun.
I'm going to have fun with that.
I want to be good at cooking. I don't know how that's going to end up playing out.
Right.
But we'll see what happens.
That's the thing that I found about RPGs is you're like, I'm going to do this. And then like you just play differently and it doesn't really come up as often. And so like you kind of have to course correct.
And I'm totally fine with that. The way I typically run RPGs is the first couple of sessions are kind of loose. So if you find that you want to be doing something more than you're able to do it and that you're not using something that you thought you were going to be using, absolutely, we can kind of switch stuff out. So that's not really a problem.
Yeah, I also have the tools and know-how to make Pokeballs.
Because that's not going to get
you into trouble. We'll see how that turns out.
I'm excited for all of that. I'm more excited for my character. Are you guys ready? Are you all sitting down? Good. I'm going to be playing a Jenny, except... I'm not going to be a Jenny in the traditional sense in that I will not be an officer because we're playing, we should have explained this in the beginning. We're playing 16 and 17. We're a little older.
Right.
Because this is the setting is 20 years later in the Pokemon world. So it's like we're going to be in Kanto, but it's going to be the game or the anime, but 20 years later. And in the intervening time, they have realized that maybe sending 10-year-olds out into the world with monsters that can start fires in the woods is not the best idea. So they've raised the age up to, like, 16, which is also the time when Jenny's go into the police academy, except I don't want to go into the police academy, Mom, okay? That's not who I am. So I'm going to be playing, like, a kind of a more troublemaker, kind of punkish Jenny. Not punk in, like, the, like, you know, Black Flag sense, but just like a little anti-authority. My skills are all based around lying and deceivery.
I'm not gonna say it. I'm not.
I'll say it like a rocket.
I'm not a rocket.
Like a rocket.
I think it's gonna be real fun. My starter Pokemon is a Growlithe that flunked out of the academy for being too easily distracted. he was not as good at police work as they were hoping. But I was like, no, I'll take that Pokemon. And so that's my boy. His name is Bango, which is named after my dog, who has sadly passed away, but he will live on in the form of a fire dog.
Yep.
So
I also want to, if we're talking about our starters' personalities, my Cyndaquil is super timid, and he's going to hide behind me a lot.
Nice.
So that'll be fun.
I'm thoroughly looking forward to playing with that, too.
I think it's all going to be real fun. I had a question a second ago that I was going to ask Alan.
Yeah.
And I forgot it.
Oops.
Yep. We're going to be recording it next week. That's when we're going to start playing. I don't know how long the sessions are going to go. I don't know how short each episode will be. Every RPG session I've ever played has been at least 3 hours. So I imagine it'll be... But you're, like, you're having fun the whole time, so it's not too bad.
And maybe you chop it up, so...
Yeah, maybe we can trim that a little bit, especially if we do it every week. And then I'll have episodes to go out, you know, probably once a week if they're going to be that long. I don't imagine having to split them if we're recording every week. That would get... The backlog would get weird on that on my end. So yeah, they shouldn't be super, super. If they are too long, I'll just split it in half. It'll be fine. I don't know. We're feeling it out is what I'm saying. This is a process. We're going to be feeling it out. Well, it's going to be real fun.
I think so.
Yeah.
Me too.
So good.
Yeah. Everything Alan has told us is just sounds great.
Although I'm not going to lie. I've been thinking about it, and I think this is the most preparation I have ever put into any game I have ever run. So get excited. I am pretty pumped about the story I'm going to tell.
I haven't played an RPG in so long that I'm like itching like for it. So like I'm very excited to be doing this. And then because I'm a crazy person, I'm like, let's record it and put it on the internet forever. let me make more work for myself. That'll be fun.
Much like, I think it was Justin McElroy. I have role played once, twice. So
there you go. And I guess to give the listeners a little bit of background, I've been running games since about 2006, but this is my first time ever running the Pokemon Tabletop United is the name of the system we are playing. It is a fan system. You can Google it, download all of the rules, all of the everything for free. So if you guys are listening along and you think this is really cool, I want to do this with my friends, just Google Pokemon Tabletop United, and they are completely free for everyone to download.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's all right there. I think they're on version 1.05 right now. So if you find an older one than that, don't do it. Don't.
I mean, try it.
Who knows? Who knows what?
But the new one's not hard to find. So
no, I think it's everywhere.
I like this better than what was the other one? Tabletop Adventures. I like this one better because the book is like actually designed.
Yeah, and so just
I trust it more.
So just like pages, just like. Yeah. Text documents. A thing I like is that it's not super mathy. It seems like it'll be easier to play and not be like, oh, what is that? How do I do these stats? Where it's like, I feel like in Pokemon Tabletop Adventure, somewhere there is duct tape that you can pull up and mess everything up, and I do not want that.
Yeah, you got to have a trainer see you from like five spaces away, teleport away from it, then go up and talk to a specific trainer, beat him in a slowpoke, and then teleport back to the Pokemon Center, and then you walk up onto the Nugget Bridge, and then you fight Mew, and you can catch it.
And it's level 7.
That's how you peel back the duct tape in Pokemon Tabletop Adventures.
level 7. You figured out my secret. How dare you?
Oh, I'm on to you, Alan. I'm gonna figure out your puzzles.
I almost don't want to say this, but I'm legitimately worried about missing no in this game. Because I've been thinking about it as if it happened to me in real life. And can you imagine just like walking on a beach and all of a sudden this monster made of pixels shows up rest of your world is ruined?
Think about, you catch it, right? And everything seems fine. Then you go home and you like log on to your Twitter and it's just a garbled mess.
It's a garbled mess. Or like your pet is now a different thing, and it's got like a name that you don't recognize and stuff.
Well, that's only
if you saved like an image of it on your computer. That doesn't happen to your actual Pokemon. But then, like, in your backpack, if you had a bottle of water, now you have infinite water.
Right, you just keep pulling it. You're like, where's all this water coming from? Guys, don't worry. I just solved the water crisis. I did it. At what cost, Alan? At what cost?
Well, I'm thinking the sun falling from the sky and Cthulhu rising from the deep. But, you know, that's just a thought.
Lugia. Lugia lives in the deep in the Pokemon
world.
And
she is a benevolent Pokemon.
Benevolent. Also,
it's a she. I don't think they're...
Right.
It's a she. Lugia is a she. And Ho-Oh is a he.
I have that with genders. What's funny is for me, Articuno is a she, Moltres is a he, and Zapdos does not have a gender because it doesn't care.
No, Zapdos is a dude. Look at that guy.
I never thought of any of them as just birds. They're just birds to me.
Yeah, but like the reason they're genderless is because there's only one.
One.
Right.
So there's not like a male or female because there's only one
right.
of them.
Although, fun fact, I was doing some research and I came across Staryu. I wonder why I did that. But I came across Staryu and in its gender, it had hermaphroditic. And I was like, look at that. It's properly because all starfish are hermaphroditic. They're both male and female so that they can reproduce. And I was like, that's cool. So, hey, fun fact.
Look at Pokemon getting one thing right.
I know, right? I don't know if I can credit Pokemon for that or the Pokemon Tabletop United people.
Okay,
so
let's credit them for it then. Because
Staryu and Starmie are genderless Pokemon.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh. So very cool. So yeah, Pokemon got it right. Go them.
That's pretty neat. Also, we're using just like some housekeeping stuff. We're using Roll20 to play in Google Hangout. It's a real cool thing so far. We haven't really got into it too much, but it's pretty good so far. Alan made a bunch of maps to help guide us along. And also, there is a character sheet that is just a Google Docs sheet that you can then import into it. And whoever made that initial Google sheet, good, thank you. Whoever you are, thank you, because it is a wizardry.
I don't know how any of this would work without that. Like,
no idea.
It would be a lot of writing and like clicking through tabs and.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Our character creation, to pull back the curtain a little bit, our character creation took what, maybe 3 hours?
It took a while.
But now you say that, but seriously, reading this system and after all the games I played, it would have taken far longer if we had not had those Google Docs. So big props.
Because it also does all the math for you.
It does.
Yeah, you type in like, oh, this is these are your base stats, and you're like, this is my nature, and it's like, all right, let me fix your stats based on what your nature is, and you're like, oh my god, thank you, thank you for that, and then you can just like. You add in the numbers that you need in different places, and everything adjusts around it. It's real nice.
You type in the moves. It tells you exactly what you got to roll, how much damage you deal. It's very nice. Very nice.
Everything is great.
You don't have to keep your dice in order.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's good
stuff.
Yeah.
So
I don't even know where my dice are. They're still
they're
here? Right, oh, good.
They're next to mine, hanging out.
Cool.
So I think that's it. I think that covers anything. Nope, it doesn't. I lied. Sorry, everybody. I lied to you. There's one other thing, and we haven't figured it out yet, and we haven't talked about it yet, so there's not even a little bit, but eventually we want to have listeners who are interested kind of jump on the Skype call and, like, play probably pre-made characters or like, more generic characters. I don't know how we're going to incorporate that.
I think that it would probably be easiest if, you know, obviously listeners can contact you guys and then you can forward them to me. But essentially, if they can be like, hey, I want to be a lass or I want to be a bug catcher, or, you know, mostly it's going to be, I think, random trainers or, you know, people in town. Or rockets, you know, if you want to be a rocket grunt. But if there are any particular Pokemon you want to use, include that in the information that you send, and that way I can stat out everything ahead of time, and you'll just get a fully fleshed character in your hands, even though it's made of the things that you want it to be made of. That way we don't have to worry about, you know, walking you through that process. If later you want to know how to do it, I would be absolutely happy to sit down with anybody who wants to learn it and be happy to go through that process with them. Also pulled up the names of the people that contributed to that sheet if we want to give them a shout out.
Absolutely,
yeah, definitely.
Yes.
On the Pokemon tabletop forums, Planswalker, the Black Glove, Head Pikachu, Pandora, Tallow, Tomix, Amaliaria, Amelieria. Sorry if I completely butchered some of those. But you guys absolutely rock. And
yes,
much
this whole
love
thing
forever.
Is kind of able to happen because of you. So
right.
Yeah. So thank all those people super much. That's a sentence. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's good.
That sentence sounded fine.
Thank you super much. Thank you super much. I say that all the time.
I'm going to start saying it now. I say things are going cool now. So that's a mess up that I had like a while ago that I'm like, that's just a thing I'm going to say.
You're just going to own it. Just own it forever.
Yeah. Of course, correct. All right, cool. So if you guys would like to join in, another idea I had would be similar. It's, you know, you'd be like a random trainer, but if there was like a character, it might be easier just to like do this ahead of time and then mm-hmm. you can work the story around it. Is like, have someone who would be important for a play session, you know,
oh, yeah.
someone that like we need to like follow or something like that. I don't know how that would work exactly, but that way you can jump in for a session and then mm-hmm. jump out, or I just want to be a trainer and just for a couple battles or whatever, then you know we'll figure it out. But I think that would
be a special guest star.
I think
yeah,
so, yeah,
yeah, exactly. So I think that's gonna do it for us for this episode. Get ready for that. I'm not gonna promise it'll be out for at least 2 weeks because I'm gonna do a lot of stuff. I got a lot of editing ideas that I got to put into it. So by this, I don't know if I said, I mean the actual episodes.
Yeah,
like the actual,
this will be up.
This will be up super soon. Whatever. This is like, it takes like 2 minutes. So we'll see you soon for a regular episode and then eventually, but relatively soon in the grand scheme of things for the actual Pokemon World Tour RPG episodes. I almost said anime.
Pokemon World Tour United.
Boom.
There
branded.
You go.
Branded.
Look at that. Bam.
Hey, everybody, Jake from the future. A couple things before we end the episode. Number one, sorry about the audio issues. This is, in a lot of ways, a test. So the actual Pokemon World Tour United episodes will sound a lot better. Number two, I don't know if we say it. I'm pretty sure we don't. PWTpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter, Tumblr, or Facebook at PWTpodcast. Go to iTunes. Give us a rating if you like. And also, we're on Patreon. Patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. If you want to help us out, that'd be cool, and we'd appreciate it. You get cool stuff in return, including early access to anime episodes and a lot of other stuff, so go check that out. Take it away, past us.
But until then,
smell you later!